This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have a good day. Good morning. Welcome to a good day, another good day. Discussion of the presidential election process. Thursday, the 21st of July. That's what a lot of people are talking about. There's a lot of things going on, but there are always a lot of things going on. That's what makes this so exciting and fun, the conversation that we can have here together, any number of ways, the continuing conversation at Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. You can check out some of the pictures at instagram.com/Good Day Show. You can call me at 888-302-3684. You'll be encouraged to do that when we do our 2020 News Quiz question, which will have, I guarantee, nothing to do with Meredith MacIver. She's the wife of the person that's on that new TV show on CBS, right? MacIver's coming back to TV. This is swell. Meredith, what a wonderful name. MacIver. She isn't related to MacIver at all. Well, she may be related to another Mr. MacIver. But there's a saga here. There's almost a romantic saga about Meredith MacIver, a writer for the Trump Organization. She now takes the blame for Melania Trump's convention speech, as if it really was life and death, if it was the end of the world, or does it set a tone? She released a statement yesterday apologizing for lifting a couple of paragraphs from Michelle Obama's speech in 2008. What I find more interesting about this than anything else is that someone actually was sharp enough to remember, or maybe what had happened, I don't know this for a fact, maybe, Carrie, you've seen some of this consideration, because I basically am not paying much attention to this, because I find myself not caring. I don't care. And it isn't your job. Doug, your job is to tell us what's going on. You know what's going on. It's a lot of hoopla about nothing. Much ado about nothing. But someone must have recently watched Michelle Obama's speech. You know, there are a lot of people that are not sitting around, but producers for television networks and television programs that look at these things, probably because they want to take a comparison anyway. Well, here's what Michelle Obama said 4 years ago, and the wives of all of the candidates stand up, and so there's some comparison. So this was pretty silly stuff. Mrs. MacIver, said in working with Melania Trump, we discussed many people who inspired her, messages she wanted to share. She's always liked Michelle Obama over the phone. She read me some passages from Mrs. Obama's speech. I wrote them down, included some of the phrasing in the draft that became the final speech. I didn't check Mrs. Obama's speeches. This was my mistake. I feel terrible. Oh, my God. The chaos has been caused by this. It's almost too much to bear. Excuse me. Okay.
Look, I think the bigger issue here is that when you go to college and when you're in high school, you can get in pretty big trouble for
plagiarism, it's called. You get an F on the paper.
Yeah, and right. You can't even, you know, there's a thing of, you know, self-plagiarism. You can't even pull something from one of your old papers without citing yourself. So I think the bigger issue is that people in politics get away with stuff like this all the time. It's not like this is the first time someone has plagiarized someone else's speech.
No, not at all.
But,
word is an old Greek word. Now, in trying to figure out who she was, and now that she's become a star here in some way, we find out that she was injured when she was a ballerina. She was a dancer. She was in Broadway musicals, and then she had a passion for writing, so she decided to write short stories and poems. She was always very interested in writing, said her ex-boyfriend. They discussed, they, she, and this boyfriend, what she ought to do because she couldn't dance anymore, and it was decided that she would write. And so her name is now, in the last 24 hours, become synonymous with cheating and plagiarism and yada, yada. She's older now. She was 30, in her 30s when she got hurt, and now she's in her 60s, apparently. And so she left the stuff in. Is this the most important thing? You'd think it was. With all of the news coverage that it's gotten. Meanwhile, what the heck's going on at the convention? What is there something else going on? Donald Trump is the candidate, right? Tonight he'll be officially anointed, and he'll have his speech, and he's got lots to say about NATO. What about all the people who haven't shown up at the Republican convention? What about all the people who haven't endorsed Donald Trump? As that egomaniac Ted Cruz trying to steal the show. He's a clown. Cruz the clown. I told you early on, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. I haven't really thought about him much. But he decided that he wanted to have his own little show. And so that's what he did. You know, it's the boos and jeers breaking out as he addressed the group from center stage. It was obvious he wasn't going to endorse Trump. And so the people on the floor were voting, vote for Trump! Vote for Trump! Vote for Trump!
Why do you go to the convention if you're not planning to endorse someone? Because on one hand, I don't blame him because it seems hypocritical to endorse someone that you haven't supported. But on the other hand, I mean, the Bushes didn't go, did they?
No, the Bushes weren't there. There were no,
and
McCain wasn't there.
There
were a lot of big-time Republicans who weren't there. So what? This guy doesn't represent really the... He's the Republican standard bearer, but he doesn't represent the Republican Party. He doesn't represent the hacksterism that they're all about. They're all a bunch of... They're interested in themselves. That's it. Bottom line is, they're all interested in themselves. And so that's what you got. You have people that are interested in America. They're interested in me. I am done talking about Melania and the speech. Pretty much done talking about the convention. I think there are a lot of other things that may be more interesting. I don't know if they're, well, more compelling. The Texas voter ID law and a 2020 News Quiz question coming right up here. It's 14 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix. Two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
17 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The Republicans be in first place in the minds of a lot of people. Not mine. It's what I'm having a hard time doing is trying to figure out who to vote for. We'll figure that out as we go down the line here. Texas, speaking of voting, has voted down, or the appeals court sort of said no, a voter ID law. They say the Texas ID law violates the Voting Rights Act. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, based in New Orleans, sent the case back to the lower court for reconsideration. Here's sort of the Newswatch approach to this story.
A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that Texas's strict voter ID law violates the Voting Rights Act and ordered changes before the November election. The ruling from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals instructs a lower court to make changes that fix the discriminatory effect of the 2011 law, but to do so in a way that disrupts this year's election season as little as possible. President Barack Obama's administration took the unusual step of deploying the weight of the U.S. Justice Department into the case when it challenged the law, which requires Texas residents to show one of seven forms of approved identification. The state and other supporters say the Texas law prevents fraud. Opponents say it discriminates by requiring forms of ID that are more difficult to obtain for low-income African-American and Latino voters.
What? A driver's license is too hard to get? Come on, give me a break. You don't hear me agreeing a lot with what goes on politically in Texas, but this is something that really rubs me the wrong way. It ought to rub you the wrong way, too. If you can't prove who you are, why the hell should you be able to vote? Period. End of story. All right, let's get to our 2020 News Quiz question. This has to do with climate change. The Earth just experienced the hottest June ever recorded, apparently, and the folks who are in EcoWatch have said that there's a big problem with a certain type of animal and what the animal does. So it's up to you to figure that out if you haven't heard this before. This is not a new theory, but it's been underscored. Especially means something to me. Maybe that's a hint. 888-302-3684. You get a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. If you can tell us what it was these researchers say this particular animal does that is a big problem for the environment. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. What's the problem with animals, specifically this type of animal? What does it do to the atmosphere of the Earth? My God. Tim, what are we, 21 after the hour?
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Justin Coates joins us for conversation. He's manager of market analysis in the consumer marketing division of Cotton Incorporated. So are we to take from that, Justin, that most of the back-to-school clothing that will be popular this year will be made out of cotton?
Most definitely, Doug. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I think this is something, although distasteful for some to think about going back to school, it's only a month or less away, actually. And you saw right after the 4th of July, a lot of the stores, clothing stores that specialize in back-to-school affairs, highlighting a lot of back-to-school clothing. So what's different this year?
Right. Well, again, thank you for having me on. This year, we're seeing shoppers trying to get that shopping done before that first day of school. So we see that about 2 in 3 Americans from our Lifestyle Monitor research say that they will be done their back-to-school clothing shopping before the bell rings on the first day of school. So you're probably familiar with a lot of major retailers, Walmart, Target, and even on Amazon. All that summer merchandise, even though July 4th was just almost a few weekends ago, is kind of on the back burner, and you're seeing those fall styles and those school supplies front and center.
All right. So in this circumstance, what's the best value? What are you suggesting that consumers look at first when it comes to back-to-school clothing?
Right. Well, a key value, of course, is the fiber content that a product is made from. We see that about 4 in 5 parents say they prefer their children's clothing to be cotton rich. But less than half are actually checking fiber content labels to authenticate that purchase, which was very interesting. Among those who do check the labels, they all are looking for cotton. So, of course, we at Cotton Incorporated are doing everything we can to encourage the consumers to check fiber content labels once again. You probably remember your parents, your grandparents always checking that label, but somewhere along the way that the habit has declined. And it's important because when parents compare clothing made from cotton to clothing made from man-made fibers like polyester and rayon, they feel that the cotton clothing is the most comfortable, breathable, durable, the most important things to them when purchasing.
So you want to know what, this is the silliest thing. When I was a kid growing up, we, and I don't know who started this in my neighborhood, but we used to test the clothing by what would burn and what wouldn't. And cotton clothing would burn, and polyester wouldn't. So if a cloth, if it burns, folks buy it. If it doesn't burn, you don't want it. Maybe that's the way.
Right. I guess you wanted to test the worst case scenario, huh?
Under the circumstances, yeah. So are there brands that you adopt? I mean, cotton's in everything, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, cotton is still the number one fiber used at retail, although that has declined a little bit over time. But Cotton Incorporated, something that your listeners may not be familiar with. You've probably heard the commercials, the fabric of our lives. But we also do a significant amount of research to find ways to enhance consumers' fiber of choice, to make it wick moisture like a synthetic, or be waterproof, or even be even more durable. So there are a number of major retailers, mass merchants, department stores, specialty stores that have adopted these technologies to make their cotton products even more competitive.
Mm-hmm. Is cotton mostly grown in America?
Right, yeah, cotton. The U.S. is actually the third largest cotton producer around the world, behind India and China.
The bottom line is that cotton is a good American way for us to focus on what's comfortable. Kids aren't going to develop rashes. I had a rash to polyester when I was a kid. So cotton, no rashes. Look for cotton in the clothing. I think that's the bottom line here. Justin Coates, thank you. You can visit lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com to find out more information.
Providing broadband internet offers growth potential for rural electric cooperatives, as you'll hear today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
A recent ruling by the Federal Communications Commission opens the door for many rural electric co-ops to offer broadband to their customers. The FCC says eligible co-ops can apply for access to a federal fund to help pay for broadband buildouts. The Guadalupe Valley Electric Cooperative in Gonzales, Texas, has provided internet service since 1998. CEO Darren Schauer.
We got into the internet business because no one else would. Very much like going back to 1938, when no one wanted to build electric lines out into the rural areas, GVC viewed this type of service very much in the same way.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Say hi to the folks in Des Moines listening to the radio program this morning. Wilmington, Delaware, how do you do? Monterey, California, Little Rock, Arkansas, Columbia, South Carolina, Greenville, New Bern. One of the most expensive trips I ever took was to go visit a radio station in New Bern, North Carolina. Heavens, it must have been 20 years ago now. It was a wonderful, I remember the reason it was expensive was because I had to bring a lot of equipment that hadn't really been used before. I was testing out some new equipment to be used for remotes, and I remember going there. I did the broadcast from a dairy store. It was just kind of fun. Which brings me around to our 2020 News Quiz question, 888-302-3684. We'll get the answer on the air probably before 20 before the hour. Give a few more people opportunity to answer this question. Climate change researchers at EcoWatch, that monitors greenhouse gas emissions, have said that there is a big problem with the emissions from certain types of animals. What's the story? What do you think this problem is? We'll discuss that and the heat that is gripping the earth as we get an answer to that question to get you on the air. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, other things that are going on that are of interest and importance. If you were on, you're scheduled to be on a Southwest Airlines flight yesterday. Too bad. Pretty much all the flights across the country were held up because they had technology problems at their headquarters. Most of the flights in and out of Chicago, for example, grounded. The person that works for Southwest that does PR said that problems developed with a system outage after an electrical storm. They tried to manage flight delays, but then they just shut everything down. They grounded all the planes for a while. And then, can you imagine? They have, in terms of what actually is going on, they have 432 flights taking off on average every hour of the day. So think about it. Southwest carries more domestic passengers than any other airline. So with 432 flights taking off around the country at any point in time, 600 of them, they have 684 planes, I think, if I remember correctly. And they were, so there are 600 in operation at any point in time, if you understand all the infrastructure. And they were all sitting on the ground. Can you imagine what a mess? I was involved in a couple of, not these sorts of things, but weather-related delays, both on Sunday night going from L.A. to Denver and Monday night coming from Denver back to Boston. And it was a nightmare. And people, and I, when I got to Boston at, what was it, about 6-something in the morning, the airport was loaded with people who were still waiting to get on planes who were supposed to have gone out the night before. So these flights, hundreds of flights canceled, just made it miserable. And, of course, this is the busiest time of year for travel. So they apparently have fixed. I'm looking at some Twitter feeds from them. They've apparently fixed most of the problems. But this is an issue. Wow. This is. But what I find fascinating following on Twitter, here's something I saw. If you are seeing this image on the site, you're in our waiting room. Don't refresh. We're working hard to fix the problem. We'll get you to where you want to go. So anyway, there are all kinds of stories here from Providence and from Baltimore and Chicago and Denver and Los Angeles and you name it. People, pictures of people sleeping on the benches, on the floor, all over the place. I remember last fall it was the same kind of a thing. So they must have a weakness in their system someplace this stuff costs them hundreds of thousands of dollars whenever it happens. So you'd think they'd want to make sure that it was okay. And I'm betting that today it will be. All right, so that's the story with Southwest. Let's find out what's happening in the world of animals. Joseph in Florida. Hi, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, what do you do for a living?
Right now I'm driving a truck.
Driving a truck. A long-haul truck or local?
We drive local.
You do. All right. So you're familiar because there are a lot of this sort of thing where you are there in central northern Florida. There are a lot of the kinds of problems, apparently, that EcoWatch says we have to look out for. What's the problem?
Well, cows. We have a lot of cows.
Yes, and?
And they produce a lot of methane.
Mm-hmm. So EcoWatch says, and so others say, do you believe that this is a problem?
Not generally. I don't think it's a problem at all.
Well, it's very discriminatory against pigs and horses and sheep and chickens. They all have gas too, right? Everybody's got gas. Every living thing has gas. So this has been a pet peeve of mine because people who work for these are advocates. These are not researchers. These are not scientists. These are advocates. And because of the amount of water that cattle use, And by the way, this is I don't eat meat, so I understand sort of it's easy to push this agenda from the side of those who don't eat meat because they say it's bad for you, and this is a way for them to push their agenda. I am a dairy farmer and have been milking cows pretty much all my life. It's very unprofitable at the moment, so difficult to get involved in it. I've sort of stopped until things shake out intelligently in the world of dairy. The government has messed everything up, as you can imagine, and so has the big dairy industry interests. Cows are now more being sent to slaughter as meat than anything else. They have more value that way. But this whole business about cattle and environmental issues, livestock emissions, that's what they call it, greenhouse gas emissions, they account for a higher percentage of global emissions than the cars in the world. Do you realize what a load of manure that really is? In fact,
right.
If you were to study this intelligently, I'd be happy to debate any of these people anytime, any place, because what goes on in a cow's gut, the microbes that are produced by the animals as the food goes through its digestive system, and then the gas and the poop that comes out of the cow, when it drops on the ground, if you've ever... Are you connected to cows at all, Joseph? Do you have any reason to be in a field where you see cow poop?
We raised cows when I was younger.
Okay. So you probably noticed, especially as green as the grass is in Florida, when cows poop in the grass and the manure stays on the grass, within a few days, you notice a real greening, a brightness around where the poop is. And
right.
The reason for that is that the microbes in the manure get out into the soil, they work the soil, they enhance the photosynthetic process, they are extraordinarily useful and valuable for the land itself. And that's why cow manure, when you spread it, is as nutritional as it is, a lot of nitrogen in it, that sort of thing. But the live microbes that come out of the animal in the poop that get into the soil, that help enhance the soil and make the grass grow or whatever is nearby better, greener, that's what makes the photosynthetic process works. And without the photosynthetic process, we don't have oxygen. We got nothing. We see all the green on the trees and in vegetables, plants, whatever it is. That's all helping us to breathe because the exchange of carbon dioxide, this is one of the miracles of understanding what life is all about. The exchange of the bad stuff that we as human beings and all other living things excrete from our bodies, the carbon dioxide is taken into the trees and exchanged through the photosynthetic process for oxygen. And that's how we survive. So if it weren't for cows, instead of these people saying the cows are going to kill us, if it wasn't for the cows, we'd all be dead. So that's the way to look at it. All right, Joseph, hold on just a second. We're going to send you a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Appreciate your listening to the program and participating with us here. This is such nonsense. Now, to go back just a bit into the records, these same people, by the way, say the climate change people at EcoWatch, say that this past month of June was the hottest ever recorded. 14th month in a row, the global heat records have been broken. Longest streak of record-breaking temperatures since the records began in 1880. So what this is a record that goes back, if you want to do the math, 136 years. That's how old the record is. Now, is this bad? Well, it's not great. This this almost sounds redundant, but there is a change. There's no question about the fact that the Earth is changing. What brings it about is the other half of the discussion. And so you look at the people who study the Earth, study the planet. There's El Nino, there's La Nina, all the stuff that goes on in the Pacific in the wintertime that changes things, and why is it warmer? The Earth is changing. It has changed. If we went back instead of 136 years, if you went back 136,000 years, or you went back 136 million years, you would see that this thing has occurred many times in the past. Maybe not as quickly as it is now. Hard to know because the research either hasn't been done or it hasn't been correlated. But I guarantee you, if you go back, the planet's almost 5 billion years old, 4.5 to 5 billion years old, apparently. And you can take 136 years, 136,000 years, 136 million years, and see that the Earth has experienced this sort of thing before. And to get all worked up about cow farts is nonsense. 15 minutes before the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
He sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 2-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
All right, we're going to hear a lot of discussion today about the latest shooting in Miami, Florida yesterday. A black man who was telling the police not to shoot him, there was no need for guns, got shot in the leg. Miami Herald has posted a video of the encounter with a black man who works with a group called the Circle of Brotherhood. They try to perform acts of community service and kindness. He was working with an autistic man who was laying the street, sort of a side street. They appeared to be sort of playing, and the police got a call. Ugh, man. 10 minutes before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Some of the most pleasant moments in my life were spent on the radio talking to Warren Eckstein about pets, because he and I both love pets. So on a cloudy day, I would consider Warren to be a rainbow in my day. I really feel that way. I am pleased that you are being recognized for all the good work that you've done over the years, because you are a guy who's pretty selfless as far as I can see, helping animals in shelters, helping them to have better lives. I admire you, and I envy you in a manner of speaking, because I wish there were some things that I could do in my life that would bring me closer to the animals that I love. You have been able to take that love, turn it into a great radio program, into a great career, training people. It almost sounds like I'm doing a eulogy, like Gary Marshall died last night, like Warren.
I'm not feeling good all of a sudden.
No, you're doing fine. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here with a focus on animals and the Pokemon craze in a moment.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, it's 55 past the hour. It's Warren X9 here on Good Day. An animal shelter in Muncie, Indiana, causing a buzz online over the weekend when it asked Pokemon Go players to use their walks for a good cause, taking rescue dogs on needed walks. This is a great idea, by the way. All these crazy people with Pokemon. Warren, are you a Pokemon player? Are you playing...
I'm a Miss Pac-Man player.
Are you really? Good for you. Congratulations.
I don't get this Pokemon thing at all, but, you know, I think this was such a great idea. If you're going to get involved with the game, and so many of the dogs at shelters are just under-socialized, they're stressed out, you get them out for 5 or 10 minutes, and Cujo turns into Benji. So the bottom line is it's really a great idea. Anything that, and plus the fact, I guarantee you that a good amount of dogs will be adopted by the people that are walking and looking for Pokemon.
I agree. All right, I saw a study this weekend, actually I think I saw this on the plane coming back, about how dogs ought not to be walked, but they should be put in a pool. Those of you who take your dog out, it's one thing to take the dog out to do a poop and a pee, but if you really want to get exercise, I found this with Charlotte, because I took her into the pool all the time with me, how much greater, because if the animal is moving more, you can almost envision it, Warren, right? The elbows and the and the feet and everything and hydrotherapy for dogs. Isn't that great? Isn't that better for dogs?
I actually have coming up on the radio show in the next couple of weeks, one of the top physical therapists for actually, it's called, I forget the actual term. You can't use the term physical therapy. That's for people. But anyway, the bottom line is the lady's coming on. We're going to be talking specifically about hydrotherapy. It's a great idea. I've known a lot of dogs that have benefited from hydrotherapy, acupuncture, acupressure.
Yeah.
But the water's really, really a good idea. However, I still say I walk my dog through.
Well, but walking your dog is all right. But put them in the water, and they get much more. It's the same for humans, by the way. Walking is okay, but being in the water, moving everything, is much, much better for you. Here's a story from Florida that I thought of when I thought of you when I saw this about the police who are helping dogs in hot cars. This summer has been really tough because the weather's been so hot and there have been a lot of dogs locked up in cars. So the police in Pensacola are offering pet owners a solution. Free rides for dogs and the perpetrators to two different destinations. You leave your dog in the car, they're going to arrest you, bring you to jail, and they'll take the puppy and carry the puppy around in the police car.
It's a great idea.
And a
lot of the laws, a lot of states are now passing laws, the Good Samaritan laws, where if you see a dog or an infant in a car and you break the window, you can no longer be prosecuted. Remind me to tell you a story in a couple of weeks about the time I spent the night in jail for breaking a window in a car to save a dog.
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yes, on Long Island, Nassau County, I'll never forget.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, I would do that in a second. But anyway, they drive the dogs around and they bring them to a shelter. But anybody who does that ought to be not shot. But you know what I'm thinking. It's Warren Eckstein. Check out the pet.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.